Hi, this is Andrew Bunton, bass player for Toronto-based rock band Second Pass, and you're listening to realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good afternoon, Paul Andrigo here. Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered is the series. realestatepodcastshow.com is the media channel you're listening to. Lately, I've been doing a lot of thinking about what would be the best way to really, really show how much I care about Toronto and GTA small businesses. Now, it goes without saying that I care deeply for each of you that's going through difficult times, because as someone who's a small business owner myself and self-employed, I know what it's like, and not everyone does. It's actually impossible for anyone with a secure income to understand what it's like to not have your business performing the way you're used to it performing. It's just not something you can explain. There's no words that can explain what you go through. I've been there as someone who started my own business. I've been through the ups and the downs. I know how high you can get, and I know how low it can get. I totally understand better than most, which is why I know what the solution really is. The solution is cash, money, investments in those businesses, in the areas that make the community so memorable and so attractive. Because I've said this before, And I'm going on record again, and I'll probably do this even more times, but the real estate of a neighborhood is directly connected to the health of the small businesses in that area. If there is nothing for people to want to do when they live there, it is not a good sign for that area. It's not good for future business if that area isn't attracting the kind of small businesses that really make a neighborhood comfortable to live in. In my own neighborhood, in the Danforth East area, there's such a great diversity, right from Danforth East, right all the way down the Danforth, all the way from Victoria Park, all the way down to Broadview. And of course, you know, up and down from there, you know, as far as Girard and as north as O'Connor, there's so many amazing, diverse businesses. And keeping the businesses that you guys, and this is why this particular challenge is so important, Operation Saving Toronto and GTA Small Businesses that I'm doing right now is designed to help you guys help those businesses out. And by doing what I'm doing now, which I am pledging from every time I help someone buy or sell in a neighborhood, I am pledging to invest $1,000 into the small businesses in those areas. Then what I want to do is I'm going to be doing 10 draws, roughly about $100 each of whatever the gift certificates that I end up buying in that area, and doing contest draws for the people in that community. A, to of course stimulate some activity with actual money prizes, because I don't know if you feel the same way, but again, the shares and the retweets and the all that kind of stuff, it's all great, but it always dies off. Unfortunately, these days, most people are just busy tweeting politics versus helping their small business that, you know, around the corner from them that really could use it. So I'm going to just assume that without some sort of an incentive, this wouldn't work. So the incentive is the one that's been tried and true for thousands of years, way before me, and it'll be way after me, is money talks, bullshit walks. It's just how it is. So this is my pledge. So when I sell your property, whether it's in Danforth, East, whether it's in Scarborough, which I've just recently done, and I will be doing a promotion there, so stay tuned for that. So Etobicoke, Durham region, which I'm working on another listing there, Forest Hill, Rosedale, Annex, wherever it might be, I will be doing a promotion there that is, of course, part and parcel of welcoming the new people, in the case of the buyers, welcoming the new buyers to the neighborhood, and the sellers that I'm helping as well to leave that area. I'm also doing this as a tribute to them. So this is really designed to be something to help stimulate that area. And it isn't, again, obviously it's not a humongous thing, but again, it's, as far as I can tell, it's not something that's being done, not nearly often enough. So I want this to be the new small business boost standard, meaning the thing that I can do in every neighborhood that I'm grateful to be able to handle properties in. Every area that I handle the property in, I'm going to be able to do something to give back, to make it a little bit more fun. And as well, get people over to those shops that they should be going to. And of course, those of you with small businesses, I need to hear your voices on this, because I know you understand what I'm trying to do. So you guys who are in the supporting stage of this, you guys who are, you know, joining me on my podcast, those of you who have, those of you who will, and you're behind this process, yours will be the stores that I will be focusing on. And that's just how it goes, because not everyone is going to be, the kind of supporter. I need those of you who are vocal, those of you who will also promote the fact that I'm doing this on your Facebook pages and on your Instagram and your Twitter, all that kind of stuff. So this is the ultimate small business collaboration event. Doesn't cost you a penny. All it costs you is your loyalty and the fact that you want to be part of something with someone who's actually investing in your business. And I'm not just hoping someone will come in there and just spend $100, but for a lot of small businesses, that's a pretty good start. And the word of mouth that can come from that, from the contest in that community, like everything that can happen from that. And hopefully, again, you guys with the small businesses and those communities can get this onto those community Facebook pages, places that I might not normally have access to. You'll have the link. I'll always put the link up of where it's going to be on my main pages, and you'll be able to get information from that. But basically, by signing up, now you put yourself in a position where you can help yourself. And I think that's something that's so important, that you guys with small businesses have the opportunity to really get involved with this. And I'm hoping between now and the end of the year, I'm hoping to do this at least 10, 12, 15, I'm hoping more times. And it's all based on who's moving with me. So each time that happens, I can reinvest $1,000 into that community and start leveraging that. And that's what I do really, really well, whether it's with my marketing or anything else. I'm really good at leveraging every opportunity that I've ever been given, including my own career was leveraged from people that I knew in the health and fitness business. I leveraged that into the business that I've created here for the last 20 years. And I'm celebrating my 20th year this year. Thanksgiving, actually, of this year is my official 20th anniversary. But for me, I've been just celebrating all year, and it's something that I am enjoying, and I hope I can share some of that with you, and, you know, hopefully maybe some champagne when we celebrate your upcoming purchase or sale with me. And again, to be part of this promotion and to be the one that actually makes it happen. So those of you who are the buying and selling people involved, you're the reason that can happen. and small businesses, you're going to be the beneficiary of this. So I really need you to all get involved, and let's see if we can turn this into something way bigger than it started, and help you guys out in a really big way, and get people, you know, into your stores or shopping at your stores, even with gift certificates and whatever. Which is why I want to make it again very direct, not just something else. So hopefully you'll let me know if you do if you do offer gift certificates. I'll need to hear about the details, and we'll work out the rest from there. Thanks as well. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in to this show. I really appreciate your support, your feedback, and make sure you share this with someone who needs to hear it.